Blog Talk Radio.
Dre, niggas think we bullshit. Yeah.
Nigga try me, sonny, best at the heat on him. Put my clothes, hit the mop the street for them. Well, put your body in the bag. Don't know me, I'm on your ass. I bring money to my niggas that bring death to my enemies. I bring money to my niggas that bring death to my enemies. Nigga front on me, the goons and goblins come out. Bushmaster, honey, shot the rums to run out. They dumb out, you heard of me, they call me big homie. Me, I make the register ring. I'm the cash cow, they make the hammers ring. They're on your ass now. Head trigger, stand nigga, jazz niggas a flip. 6 foot, semi stall, let it off to win. Here I is, where the money is, I still get biz. If these know about the beef, you gon' still get dead. If you're a tombstone and you're fucking great, they dig. Had an ass in the priest to try to talk to the pigs. I'm like Damien, nigga, when I start getting loose in you. Close things loose before you think I got a noose in you. I make it hard to breathe. I come with your hustle, air it out, make it hard to eat. How you looking both ways like you cross the street?
Nigga try me, sonny, best at the heat on them. Put my clothes, hit the mop the street for them. Or I put your body in the bag. Don't know me, I'm on your ass. I bring money to my niggas that bring death to my enemies. I bring money to my niggas that bring death to my enemies. Yeah.
Niggas send me the wrong message, we gon' fuck kill a message. Get your whole clique, hollow sense, dead special. This ain't the Carter, nigga, this is Sparta. It's harder, I die, I be a martyr, respect me like a father. Lit off a clip, I let a taste off. Had your pussy ass running like a race off. Follow orders now, you ain't shootin' face off. You can have one blast when it's mad fun. See how when you listen to me, you already cares. Yeah, I'm a phone with the tech, it's a birth defect. I was conceived in the bins, ended up in the pen. This what happened when they have not turned the sad squad. Let the cat pop, boogie down on the back block. It's horrific, nah, it's terrific. I got it insignificant, go ahead, nigga, twist it. Get lifted, goddamn, I'm gifted.
Try me, sonny, best at the heat on them. Put my clothes, hit the mop the street for them. Or I'll put your body in the bag. On me, I'm on your ass. I bring money to my niggas that bring death to my enemies. I bring money to my niggas that bring death to my enemies.
Yeah, I tell them ride on them, then they ride on them. Get the line on them, then squeeze the nine on them. Headshot, 40 clock, blow his mind on them. If they hitting out of jokes, leave it shines on them. Now you can watch me, nigga like the police. Watch me, I move properly. They catch a shell trying to stop me. That 430 spider, carbon fiber. Hit my dog is like Al-Qaeda, natural fighter. Rapid fire, it's sweet like apple cider. The match of fire, match like Michael Myers. It's awful quiet when I get on my bullshit. No spam, no laughs, you get so bad. You can explain to my niggas why they whoop your ass. My hands itch when the money come, it's hard to explain it. Last time it itched like this, the truck. Get money, get birds, that's what I do, kid.
Nigga try me, sonny, best at the heat on them. Put my clothes, hit the mop the street for them. Or I'll put your body in the bag. Don't know me, I'm on your ass. I bring money to my niggas that bring death to my enemies. I bring money to my niggas that bring death to my enemies.
Yo, what up though? It's the Iceman back up in you one more again. We are doing the triple cast, Blog Talk Radio, YouTube Live, and Facebook Live. Can you dig it? That's what we're doing tonight, y'all. So come hang with us. I'm getting ready to go online right now. I'm just trying to fix a couple of things at the last minute because I'm running late. So, but we're going to get it cracking, y'all. We're going to get it cracking. We're going to get it cracking, y'all. Yes, we're going to get it cracking. And it's going to be all that and a bag of Funyuns. Can you dig it? Let me give y'all a little music while we get set up and everybody get in the room. Give you a little music. Want to hear? Here you go.
Thank you.
Yo, what up, though? We back up in here one more again. More bouts to the outs, and I say what time? Don't nobody go home till the fat man gets it in. What's happening, chocolate people? If you ain't got it, make sure you go get it. My first book, The Game of Life, according to the Iceman, Volume 1. You can get it at asktheiceman.com. Scroll down to the Add to Cart button to get it. Or you can get it on Amazon. Now, as you know, we ask that you donate to our community nonprofit, 501c3. You can do so by going to asktheiceman.com, scroll down to the scroll down to the donate button to donate. You can also donate on the free cash app, And our cash app ID is $TheIceman1906. $TheIceman1906. What's up, y'all? What's up, Miss Martinez? All up in here. What's up? Hope all is well with you. Can you dig it? Hey, let's go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and do something. Let me go ahead and get this caller on, and let's see what this caller has to say. So we're going to go ahead and go to the right now, y'all. Can you dig it? All right, hold on. You're on the air with the Iceman. Who am I speaking with?
This is Gilbert.
What up, though? What up? What's up, baby?
What's up? What's up, Iceman? First-time caller, long-time listener.
Word up, my brother. My homeboy from when we was, you know, knee-high to a grasshopper. What's on your mind, baby?
Hey, man, it's my first time calling in on the show, so if I don't get it right, correct me.
Oh, word. You got it, baby. You got the floor.
Okay, yeah, man, I heard you talking on your YouTube about this trial. Now, I wasn't even aware it was going on at the moment. Mm-hmm. And the way you was talking, man, I'm starting to feel a little nervous myself.
Yeah, brother. We should, brother. And you know what? That should have happened with us. Not necessarily you, brother, but all of us. We should all have the feeling that could happen to us or one of our relatives, female or man.
Yeah.
You did? So,
yeah,
you know,
man.
Go ahead.
Nah, I was just saying, this whole COVID thing got everybody shook. Everybody's starting to come out. They're starting to open stuff up, but as you say, once this thing go out, this verdict goes out, if it's the wrong one, it's like you said, it's going to be a turn up, and a lot of people are going to get hurt, especially in L.A.
Exactly. But you know what?
My neighborhood is a flame.
For real? What part of L.A. you in?
Yeah.
You on the west side?
Crenshaw District.
Oh, okay, you over there. Oh, yeah, brother. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, word. Yeah, man. Hey, brother, you know, we you know, I hope that they lock this guy up for a long time, and I hope the brothers in General Pop get at his ass and do to him what he did to George Floyd. Can you dig it?
Yeah.
Hey, man, I appreciate you calling,
okay,
man.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, we're gonna get on with the broadcast. Thank you, brother.
Oh, thank you.
All right, y'all. That was one of the homies from way back in the day. We grew up in that same neighborhood, and good brother, man, really good brother. Always been a solid brother. You know, we need more brothers like my man Gilbert, y'all. Yeah, thank you, Miss Martinez. Appreciate it. Yeah, I thought you know, since we talking about renegade hoes, I thought, you know, I should go ahead and put my pimp hat on. You dig what I'm saying? Tell you, get put my little pimp hat on. You dig it, Ronnie? Triple T Kid, what's up, baby? Exactly. What's up? Hey, I hope all is well with you, brother. Hey, everybody on the Facebook side, please hit the like button. Everybody on the Facebook side, please hit the like button. Let's get it cracking tonight. We got a good broadcast. We're going to kick some game tonight. We're going to get educated. And we're going to have a little fun tonight. The guest call-in number for Blog Talk Radio, ladies and gents, is 516-453-9482. Again, the guest call-in number for Blog Talk Radio is 516-453-9482. Everybody on the YouTube side, please hit the like button. Let's get these likes up, man. Come on. Come on, y'all. Let's get it cracking. We want as many people to get, to find the live stream as possible. So, y'all, we need y'all to hit the like button. Come on now. Let's get it popping. Can you dig it? Let's get it cracking, y'all. Triple T Kill, man. I hope everything's all right. I know you said, you know, you had some changes with your life. So, hey, man, let's get these likes up, man. That's bullshit. Hey, y'all. Hey, what did I tell y'all? If y'all ain't gonna participate, get the fuck out of here. What did I tell y'all about that shit? Let's get these likes up. Fuck it, man. Tonight, man, we're not playing these games. Also, let's get these donations popping. Let's get these donations popping. I'm not in the mood. I'm telling you right now. I worked my ass off at the athletic club. I'm tired. So you all better come correct tonight, or we just gonna shut everything down. I'm not gonna plead with you. This grown man shit right here. Get off your dead ass, hit the like button, and donate. We only ask for a minimum of $10. If you ain't got $10, donate what you can, brother, sisters. Come on. Let's stop playing. Playtime been over for black folks. The topic for tonight, y'all. Let me get this little bitch, look at this little hoe ass nigga out here. I gotta wait till some more guys get in the chat room. I'm gonna have to get my mods to get this shit popping. Cause I'm not gonna deal with we ain't dealing with trolls tonight. We ain't dealing with trolls tonight. Our topic for tonight is the renegade hoe. And are you the side dude and you don't know it? That's what we're talking about tonight, y'all. That's what we talking about tonight. You dig? The renegade hoe. Now, ladies and gents, in the pimp game, at least when I was growing up, the pimp game was you had your pimp and you had your hoes. And your hoes had to hit the track every night. You dig? So what would happen is, what a pimp represents is representation and security. Plus he's, you know, if he gets the money from the hoes, he secures the bag. You dig what I'm saying to you? Now, so you got to look at it like it's a business. Now, the shit you see on TV with dudes smacking up women and all that kind of stuff, that's the white man. That's white supremacist bullshit. That's not how most pimps, the successful pimps, like Rosebud and Fillmore Slim and Cats Up in the Bay, because they was pimping hard in San Francisco and Oakland, baby. Okay? They wasn't smacking up hoes. That's Hollywood bullshit. Now you got some clowns out here. What up, Bevo Lotte? Now you got some clowns out here that be out here abusing these women. But man, don't nobody take them Negroes seriously. And these non-black pimps, they the ones be mainly beating the hell out them hoes. You dig? Because it ain't profitable to burn your hoes up like that on drugs and all that old kind of shit. What up, Monstar? Hey, man, you ain't got back with me with that email, homie. What up with that? Oh, W. Trey, hey, brother. The True, what up, baby? Yeah, Rose, I heard about Rosebud. Rosebud had a YouTube channel. So dig it. Just like with a relationship between a man and a woman, what are the two main things that a woman looks for from a man? Now, obviously, there's way more than two, but these are the main two. Physical protection and financial security. That's what a pimp provides. Do y'all understand? Well, I'm giving you the real pimp game, not that bullshit on TV. Beating up your hoes, you got hoes out there with black eyes and busted lips and shit. They ain't gonna make no money. Think about that for a second. You can't make no money off a beat-up hoe. So what you got to understand, people, brothers and sisters, a pimp provides those main two services because he's protecting her, or protecting the hoe, from other pimps. Now, if a hoe decides she don't want to be with a pimp no more, she can choose up on another player. That's called choosing up. And those two pimps have to come together, break bread, and say, okay, my bitch chose you. Ain't no need to be firing no gun at you, bruh. Not over no hoe. So what has to happen? Y'all hold on for a second. Let me do something real quick. Oh, that's what I did. Okay, hold on for a second, man. Let me turn this TV down. Shit. You dig? You know what? I'm going to turn this fan on, man. There we go. So, so what happens is, we're talking about choosing up. So once she gets, so the pimp represents representation and protection from other pimps. Because if you got a rogue pimp out here stealing hoes, then all the other pimps get together and they, you know, put that nigga in the river. That's how they used to do. All the pimps would get together and vote. Hey, what we gonna do about this nigga? This nigga's out of bounds. Oh, let's go ahead and put him in the lake with cement shoes. You dig? That's how pimps kept respect between each other. See, today the game's all fucked up because you got a bunch of young, dumb niggas and, you know, drug D-boys trying to pimp and all this kind of stuff, man. You know, they just got the game fucked up. You dig what I'm saying to you? So when we talk about the renegade, so the term renegade hoe comes from pimping. And what a renegade hoe is, she's a free agent. She has no representation. Listen to me now, because I'm gonna make the correlation between her and these women out here. School's in, nigga. So the pimp. So the renegade hoe has no representation. She has no pimp. She's on her own. Okay? This is the chick that might be carrying a gun. She might jack. See, this is what Cardi B was, a renegade hoe. And she got over on some, she caught a couple of niggas slipping. I don't know why that bitch ain't that cute. Matter of fact, she looked retarded. I ain't never liked Cardi B. Any nigga that salivate and get a hard on for her ass, you need your eyes examined. Anyway, the renegade hoe, the one thing that she has to convey to the public is that she ain't renegade. She's not a free agent. Okay? Because if somebody finds out, if one of these tricks find out, especially if he's a sexual deviant and a social deviant, if they find out she ain't got no representation, what you think gonna happen to her ass? They're gonna beat the shit out of her ass and take the pussy. And they gonna jack her. Okay? And it's all, and look, if you've been in the streets like I have, you know you can pick out a renegade hoe from a hoe that got representation. They got different behaviors. Now, like for example, if you've been to Vegas 1,000 times like I have, the street, you can't, you know, back in the 70s and 80s, they still had the streetwalkers out there. They passed the city ordinance. Now, you know, streetwalkers, a lot of them hoes, heroin addicts, you know, they was dope heads, dope fiends. And they was disgusting looking, and they was, you know, turning the stomachs of, you know, people that stay at the hotels on the strip or off the strip. So they passed an ordinance back in the late 70s, early 80s that you couldn't streetwalk because prostitution back then was legal. When I was a kid, when we used to go to Vegas, prostitution was legal. Okay? Now it's sort of legal, But you got, you know, you got to know what to say. Because if you say something like, hey, I want some ass, they know, they think you a cop. If you clean cut, they going to think you a cop. And they going to leave. Because they think you're going to arrest them. You dig? So a lot of, so what the hoes do, the renegade hoes, you could tell they, you could always peep out the renegade hoes. They sit in the bar for an extended amount of time. Now, sometimes the bartenders get hip and they tell them to leave. But if they a smart hoe, they ain't going to spend that much time in there. Because what they try to do, because what a lot of the renegade hoes would do back in the day, the inexperienced ones, like the ones who drive up from L.A. on fight weekend, and they try to get some cash. So what they end up doing, they don't know what the fuck they doing. So they go to these bars, and because these bitches are broke, they sitting there not buying drinks. And you know, them bartenders at them hotels ain't going to play that shit. They like, man, you got to buy a drink. You got to get the fuck out of here. Y'all can't just sit in here. That's why in the whole tank down there in Clark County, all you got is renegade hoes down there. Women who don't know how to hoe. They don't know what they're doing. Dude, I know the game. I know all the game. You dig? So what the smart ones do is they go in there and they buy a drink. And then when you come in there, here they come sitting next to you trying to holler at you. Now you know damn good and well, hey, bitch, I ain't fine. What you doing trying to holler at me? Next thing you know, they talking about, you know, what a lot of them will do is they won't say what their intentions are. See, what they usually, they look for a simp. They look for simps. So if they think you a simp, you got that simp look on your face and that simp way you carry yourself, they're going to holler at you first. And they're going to be like, yeah, let's go. You sitting there knocking back them drinks. Because, you know, people come to Vegas to get to party. You get all the cocaine you want. You get all the weed. You obviously, they got legal weed. So you go to the dispensary, get all the weed you want. You can get anything in Vegas. Just as long as the Las Vegas Metro don't catch your ass. Catch you out there in the streets trying to, because a lot of people get high and they go on a strip and start harassing people, end up going to jail. So what they'll do is they'll be like, let's go to your room. And the trick, he'll be like, yeah, come on, let's go. He's thinking the woman's really into him. Then when you get her in the room, she'll pull out a gun and trick roll your ass. You know what trick rolling is, right? It's when the prostitute takes the trick up to the room and then jacks his ass, take his wallet, take his money, all that shit. Okay? That ain't gonna happen to me, dog, if I was to do that. That ain't gonna happen to me. Because I know a clown when I see one. But that's the kind of stuff that happens to buster-ass white dudes. Or Asian, they really be pimping them Asian dudes. Especially them foreign Asian dudes that come from with all their camera equipment and all that shit. Man, I remember I was down in Mexico. They jacked these Japanese tourists. They took all their camera equipment. Mexican police was like, what? They was like, they go that way. They go that way. Mexican police was like, okay. It was like, fuck you, dude. You on your own. So the renegade hoe, she's more likely to try to get over on you because she thinks she's slick. Okay? She thinks she's smarter than a college professor. Oh, she thinks she's so smart. So if you got that sucker look about you, and you were lame, and she see you back there, she see you at the bar doing this shit. This is your fifth drink. She seeing you, she watching you throw them drinks back. She said, that motherfucker drunk. Because if you stayed in hotels like I have, you know when people are drunk. That's why I don't be all fucked up when if I got to go outside my room, I ain't all fucked up. I might drink a little bit. I might smoke a little something, but I'm not fucked up. I'm still got my wits about me. Because sometimes these dudes be on the strip further down from where all the action is, like down by Planet Hollywood and all them, Tropicana, where it's kind of dead. They be trying to jack people on Las Vegas Boulevard on the strip. But anyway, the renegade hoe. Here's the thing. Most renegade hoes, there's two things that happen to them. One, they end up in jail because they don't know what the fuck they're doing. They don't know what the hell they doing. Because you ain't going to jack too many people. Because you think about it. If somebody pull a gun on you and you on the 15th floor of the hotel and you get on the phone and call the front desk and say, hey, there's a woman with a black dress. She's got highlights in her hair, blonde highlights in her hair. Her purse is black. She's wearing a black skirt and a purple top. Man, hotel security gonna block all the exits. It's gonna take her a minute to get down because there's constantly people going up and down them elevators. And then too, with some of that, I know in the Bellagio when I was there 2 years ago, they got somebody posted up right near the elevators where you go up to your room. They want to see a room key. Okay? Because they know what go on. So they either end up in jail or they end up dead or they get their ass kicked. Let me say three things. One of those three things going to happen to them. They're going to go to jail because they're stupid and undercover cops going to get their, security going to get their ass, hold them for Las Vegas Metro. They're going to get their ass beat by a social deviant. Might even be worse. And then thirdly, they end up dead. Because some of these tricks don't play that shit. Everybody ain't no tourist. If some folks come to Vegas, some gangsters come to Vegas. Don't get it twisted. Don't let them roller coasters and all that circus little family shit fool you, dog. There's some real thugs in Vegas. Somebody or some woman always ends up in the dumpster, burnt the fuck up. Brown Sausage, how you doing, brother? Welcome to the broadcast, man. Keep eye on this clock. So when you deal with the renegade hoe, the women we date, let's get these likes up, y'all. Facebook, let's get these likes up. Come on. Come on, we ain't playing tonight. Come on, let's get these likes up. Everybody on YouTube side, please get these likes up, baby. Let's make sure. And by the way, everybody, if you could share this video with all your email people on your email contact list, so we can bring as many people to the broadcast as possible. So go ahead and share it. You dig? So when we go out here and we date. And because of feminism, which has been unleashed on us, what up, Joel Harris? You gotta understand, every social thing in this country comes from the top down. Okay? When you talk about feminism comes from the 1%ers, the Rothschilds, the Bilderberg, the Rockefellers. They the ones that tell and see feminism. A lot of these bullshit ass social ideologies. A lot of them are funneled through the CIA, which is why Gloria Steinem, everybody knows that she's a CIA operative. Okay? Y'all putting two and two together? I hope so. Don't get five, nigga. So that policy always comes from the top down, people. So what happens, they unleash feminism, and feminism has many different purposes. Number one purpose was to divide the black household. Okay? Black women are the only group of women who bought into feminism wholeheartedly. Everybody else said, okay, we're going to talk that shit in public, but I'm going home to my husband. Black women said, no, I'm going to get this welfare, and I'm going to kick my husband out or my boyfriend out. So we've had the last 50 years of single mother matriarchal bullshit in the black neighborhood all around this country. Now they're trying to spread feminism all over, all in the Middle East right now. They took some of that stimulus money from the last stimulus package, and they sent $26 million over there to Pakistan to go fuck with their women. See the kind of games they play? Trump was raising holy hell about that shit. He was like, no, y'all need to take that out. They was like, no, we ain't taking it out. That Pelosi made sure that was in there. Watch that woman. Policy always goes from the top down. And don't think they don't know. Don't think Biden don't know. Don't think Congress don't know. Because they're the ones that finance this bullshit. They make sure black women have enough. They make sure black women and other lazy-ass women have enough SNAP benefits and welfare and Section 8. People are already raising hell about Biden bullshitting. But that's a topic for a different day. Anyway, the women that you have out here that we date, that's in the dating pool, in the dating marketplace, these women are renegade hoes. You know why they're renegade hoes? Because in their mind, they don't need a man. They say they don't need a man, yet they got kids. Okay, don't you find that interesting? You don't need a man, but you got children. How'd you get them children? Did you go to the sperm bank? No, because you ain't got that kind of paper. You broke hoe? You ain't got that kind of paper? So basically what you need is a sperm donor. What you want is in a nigga's pocket. Just like the renegade hoe. That's supposed to be in the game. You dig? And the reason why these women, these civilians, are renegade hoes is because they don't have a man. Because you ought to understand, these women don't want to be under a man. They don't want to be under a man's instructions. See how that go? They don't want to be under a man's instructions. Why? Because they're going to have to do right. You dig what I'm saying to you? Oh, that's a double cross right there, that universal basic income. Well, they don't see Andrew Yang and these other Democrats only touting that bullshit because they want to get the poor Democratic vote. Give them some crumbs. That's why all we get from Democrats is crumbs. And you got old sorry niggas that sit up here. You got old sorry niggas, these baby boomers, that go out there and vote for this kind of shit. That's why you got to start calling these old niggas out. Because you can't trust these old niggas. Anyway, so the average female that you got, that we run across, I include myself, because I meet women all the time. I just don't say anything. Not that it's any of y'all business. But the reason why these women are out of control is because they ain't got no damn sense. They ain't had no father. So if they haven't been raised to be girlfriends and wives, so by the time they get to you, even in their early 20s, they are poisonous and self-destructive and publicly destructive. And they're a disciplinary problem. See, a woman who's under the instructions of a good dude that knows what he's doing, he's confident, and he knows how to lead, you notice those are the happiest women. Because he is taking care of that woman the way she deserves to be taken care of, whether they're married or not. You don't have to be married. Don't believe that dumb shit. Y'all living in sin. Man, if you don't get the fuck out of here. Hey, guys, let's get these donations up. Let's get them popping. Come on, guys. So, what up, keep pressing. So, what happens, ladies and gents, is these women mortgage their youth, or they mortgage their golden years, like, you know, 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s. They mortgage all those years, and they party like it's 1999 from 18 to 25, 26, 27. Until they end up having a illegitimate child. So they got to slow down to a certain degree because grandma, you know, her mama ain't but 12 years older than her. So mama, she's still trying to catch with her ass, with her 35-year-old ass. So she, you know, she's out here. She like, hey, I ain't watching no kids. I'm trying to get me a nigga too. Because she ain't got no husband either. See how that works? See how that works? So if you're a woman who's not under a man's instructions and you out here being a fuck up like most American women, you are a renegade hoe. You're renegade. And that's why when you get your 40s, 50s, and 60s, all niggas do is run up in you. That's all niggas do is run up in you. That's all they do. They just run up in you. But nobody wants to make you a wife. No one wants to make you a wife. And that's significant, black folks, because this is why 90% of black women, even if they've been married once or they've never been married at all, they end up dying alone. And when they go to the grocery store to get groceries, instead of buying a couple of T-bone steaks for her and her dude, she buying meow mix. Meow, 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 meow. For her four cats or her four dogs. Buying puppy chow for four damn dogs. Can you dig it? This is what happens to women who want to be renegade hoes. This is why a lot of women don't want to listen to my live stream because they know I'm calling women out on their bullshit. You ain't going to come over here and get the Derek Jackson treatment. I don't cater to hoes. I don't pander to hoes. I don't even love hoes. You dig? So what we have to understand as men is to be able to know, you know, recognize these women before they get to you. I know a renegade hoe when I see one of all races and of all socioeconomic backgrounds. I know a renegade hoe when I see one. I know a slick-ass renegade hoe when I see one. I can spot that bitch 2 miles down the street. She ain't fooling nobody. She ain't fooling real players. She only fooling simps and tricks. Because these niggas walk around in public with their dick in their hand. The renegade hoe has no discipline. She has no discipline. She thinks she can just part her kneecap for any Tom, Dick, and Harry out here, literally, and it ain't going to cost her anything. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something about life. The people who take risks, I'm not talking about stupid risks. I'm not talking about bungee jumping. Not talking about jumping off a cliff. That's not taking a risk. That's being stupid. If you want to play it safe in life, you'll never accomplish anything. The reason why I'm where I am today in life, sitting in my own studio, you know why? Because I took risks. You must take risks. If you're not willing to do that, you're going to be miserable. Because you're going to be the nigga that at Home Depot making $18 an hour at 50. You 50 years old working a job that I worked when I was in college. Because you have no skills or you have you know, basic skills that really, you know, that anybody has. So employers are not going to pay you for being a cashier at Home Depot. That's not a skill. All you're going to do is embarrass yourself. I told y'all this story about this. I had a question about my iPad. I took it to the Apple store in Mall of America. And they had this old nigga in there my age. And this nigga was trying to be disrespectful, you know, low-key disrespectful. I was kind of looking at his dumb ass. I'm like, nigga, you $16 an hour nigga. He in there with white girls that, you know, like, these girls are like 17, 18, 19 years old. And he working with them. And you know these old niggas, they always the comedian at the job. Because because if you stop laughing and you look at these old niggas, you know these young men and women are going to look at him and say, man, you a loser. So he wants to keep everybody chuckling, telling dumbass jokes all day, being the damn shop comedian. I got so many cousins and older relatives that they in dead-end jobs. And now you go up to their job, they just up in there buck dancing and bow jangling for little or nothing. That's what happens to old niggas who don't go to school, who didn't go to school back in the 80s and 90s. They didn't get a degree or they didn't get some kind of certification like becoming an electrician or becoming an HVAC tech. You dig what I'm saying to you? But we're going to have church tonight, nigga. I got to get my outline from upstairs later on. But anyway, the renegade hoe is she's an idiot. She's an idiot. Okay? She's an idiot. Pure and simple, she's an idiot. Because she really thinks she can fool somebody. Okay? She really thinks she's fooling somebody. Okay? She thinks she's fooling somebody. And when she realizes that you ain't fooled by her bullshit, she's going to disappear. She's going to go poof. Like Houdini. She's going to disappear. That's why online dating is such a waste of time. I'm going to answer this brawl right now. I got Facebook open too. Some chick done sent me a DM. Anyway, this is why online dating is a total failure. Because that the online dating apps and dating sites are littered with nothing but renegade hoes. That's the perfect example. If what I'm saying to you is foreign to you, if you're on Tinder, a Bumble or a POF or any of these stupid ass sites that don't work, you know what the hell I'm talking about. The success rate is damn near zero for a man, especially a black man. And you could be good looking. You could be high value like me and some of you. You can make $50,000 and more, and they still will act like you ain't good enough. Because these women already got somebody, and all they doing is bullshitting. Wasting your time. And like hey, what up, Elijah Justice? How you doing, brother? Do not allow these women, these renegade hoes, to waste your goddamn time. When I look at POF, when I used to do POF a few years ago, most of the black women, they were either nick, especially the mixed ones. The mixed ones are usually Negro bedwinches. The ones that were full-butted black, they had pink wigs, blue hair, green hair, dark as midnight, with a blonde weave, blonde lace front, just looked like clowns. They looked like disgusting. They looked like the nasty, stanking-ass bitch. You know when you go to the Chevron station or Shell station, and you go in the convenience store to pay for your gas, and you see these stanky, nasty, funky-ass welfare hoes coming in there with house shoes on. Just jump right in front of your ass. Excuse me, Ali. Let me get some of them Black and Miles. They type of bitch to smoke them Black and Miles, them funky-ass Black and Miles and shit. They smoke them motherfuckers. Ugh. Tattoo all across their chest. Some niggas will fuck them. And some of you niggas will fuck them kind of bitches. Don't front. Some of you niggas will fuck them bitches just to get a nut. And then you get mad when Ray Ray and Pookie come over there and break in your apartment and steal all your shit. Because she goes over there and goes back to her cousin Pookie and Ray Ray and Walmart Tavius and tell them that you got a PS5, brand new PS5, and still got plastic on it. Come over there, take all your games, take all your gaming system, your TVs, everything. DVD players, hell, they'll take your clothes. Hey, they might take your drawers, nigga. What up, Prowler? So, the renegade hoe ain't funny. I don't find her to be funny. Because these women, I don't appreciate somebody wasting my goddamn time. See, I'm one of these kind of cats. See, real players let women, not necessarily really like straight direct, but we do it in a way that player. You don't just say to a woman, well, I'm looking for a damn wife. I'm looking for a girlfriend. No, you don't do that. You get to know the chick. And then when it's the right time, you slide them indirect questions in there. You ask probing questions, but you can't just go, you can't be so direct, because it make you look like you ain't got no game. And it might scare her into thinking that you are a social deviant or sexual deviant, because this is the problem with online dating. The women and the men have no game. They don't have any. Well, not, let me go scratch that. The men have no game, and the women have no tact, and they have no social skills. They think poking their ass in the air and all this other old silly ass shit. They think that that is the way you get it. They think that, you know, they know simps and tricks, that's going to attract them. But the discerning, high-value man, he's going to be like, how many kids you got? What? How you going to ask me how many kids I got? You ain't even asked me what my name is. Fuck you, bitch. I ain't ask you all them damn questions. I'm getting this shit out the way. How many children you got? Huh? That's how you break up the bullshit. Unless you like wasting time. Wherever you hear one of your partners tell you that they've been talking to somebody for 5 months and they ain't got the pussy yet, come on, man. You ain't gonna never get that ass. If you don't get that ass within 7 to 10 days, you ain't gonna never get it. Unless, and there are exceptions. Maybe the chick gets, maybe she get the flu. Got the flu the second week. You dig what I'm saying to you? She might, you know what I'm saying? You dig what I'm saying to you? So, the reason why a lot of you guys waste time is a lot of you guys, let me just go ahead and get this bum ass nigga out of here. So if you don't want your time wasted, there's some simple things that you got to do ahead of time. My second book, The Dating Bible, I'm going to cover this stuff in full. Because ain't no way I'm going to be able to cover all of it here. And I'm going to give you scenarios for you to work out on your own. Because a lot of y'all game goofy. You ain't got no game. And then you wonder, a lot of y'all wonder why you strike out with women every time. Because you come off like a sexual deviant, asking direct questions with no game. You gotta know how to romance a woman. And let me, I won't say romance. You gotta know how to finesse a woman. She know you talking shit. But you gotta know how to finesse a woman where it doesn't come off as pure bullshit. Because if it comes off as pure bullshit, like you see a lot of these old niggas out here thinking they macking. You ever seen an old nigga at a bar trying to holler at hoes? Nigga just striking out. He'll sit there, buy that whole drink all night, and that bitch will get up. Well, it's nice meeting you. Get up and walk out the door with his alcohol in her belly. And she know what she gonna do? She gonna go right down. She gonna go home and climb in the bed with PS5 Tony and give him the pussy. This nigga don't never take this bitch out. You just sat up there and bought $40 worth of drinks and you ain't even get a number. Because some of these dumb old niggas don't, hey man, you know, hey baby, you know, I just asked for the hell of it. I'll be like, you got a man? But I do it in a way. I don't necessarily ask direct like that, but I do it in a finessing type of way. Okay? Where it don't come off like it sounds like, it seems like I don't know how to talk to a woman. What you don't want to do, fellas, is come off sounding inexperienced, which is what a lot of y'all do, and a lot of y'all ain't willing to learn shit. You ain't willing to hire a dating coach or a life coach like me to help coach you in a couple of sessions. Maybe you only need a couple of sessions. Go to asktheiceman.com and check out some of my packages. You might only need 2 or 3 sessions. to get your shit straight. Some of y'all need 3-4 months because you don't know what you're doing. We got too many 25-year-old virgins. We got too many 30-year-old virgins. We got too many 40-year-old virgins. And you know why we have all these virgins out here? It's because these women don't have these men in the home. Or if the man is in the home, he's a buster. He's a simp. Or if your mama got a bunch of boyfriends, like my ex-wife mama, they've been married 7 times. They front doors, a revolving door, like on one of them hotels in Vegas. One nigga go out, one nigga come in. You dig? Well, you can't never expect to smash Apex Prowler. That sounds like inexperience right there. Because if anytime you see the word expect in a sentence coming from a man, that's inexperience. Because you never experience anything. You never expect anything. If you go out, just like when I go to a bar, sometimes I don't come back with any numbers. Am I mad? No. Hell no, I'm not. Because maybe I didn't see nothing I wanted. Maybe I didn't like the women that were in there. Maybe I did holler at somebody, but I didn't like what was coming out of her mouth. Because, you know, some of these women will run you off with a lot of their bullshit. Especially if a woman get drunk and start talking dumb shit, talking about her raggedy-ass kids or some old bullshit like that. You don't want to hear that bullshit. You trying to get at home, girl. You never expect anything. Because when a guy said he expect, that sounds like rapist talk. Well, I expect some draws, and if you don't give them to them, I'm just going to take them draws. Well, that remains to be seen, bruh. Everybody brags in the chat room. Everybody brags about their game in the chat room, and it's usually the other way around. And if you're talking about quality women who are at least a 6 and up, you're going to have to put in more work than 3 meetups. Look like a gremlin on his profile picture. No, that ain't him. But ladies and gentlemen, let me just say this to you. Brothers, let me say this to you. There ain't no shortcut. Hey y'all, let's get these donations popping. I'm gonna go ahead and take a break. We need to get these donations up. Let's get these likes up too, ladies and gents. Alright? Be back in a couple of minutes, y'all.
Hey y'all, let's get these donations up. I'll wait.
You who donate most of the time, I'm not talking to you. Those of you who are new to my broadcast, let me break this down for you. I am not to be played with, okay? I know my worth, and I know what I bring to the table. I got 2 master's degrees. I used to be a psychotherapist. I know what the hell I'm talking about. And those of you in the chat room that are new to it, new to the broadcast, let me just say this to you. If you don't wanna abide by the rules of the Mad Voodoo Man channel, then I'm gonna block your ass. Okay, scroll up and look at what I posted up top. Okay? The first post, my post that I put in the chat room. If you think I'm playing, scroll up there and read what I put up there. Do you understand? If people don't donate, if I say to y'all, let's get these donations up. I don't give a damn if you don't like that I solicit donations. Nigga, take your ass somewhere else, you broke ass loser. Take your loser ass somewhere else. Sitting up in a dark ass studio apartment, sleeping in a racing car bed. Fuck, nigga. You don't like how I do business? Take your motherfucking ass on. The Iceman Show podcast ain't for everybody. But if you want to be a part of the broadcast, then you're going to have to abide by the rules. Those are the house rules. And I am the house. If you don't like it, you can take your ass on, nigga. You can get on like you've been spit on. You understand me? And if I tell y'all, y'all need to get the donations up and nobody moves a muscle, or if people ain't, I don't see anybody in the queue right here. We got 20 minutes left on the clock on Blog Talk Radio. If I pick you to call in and you don't call in, I'm going to block your ass. So y'all need to start getting in the queue right now. Do you understand? Or we could just call it a night, and I'll just do a private video for my paid subscribers. I don't need you. As a matter of fact, I noticed ain't nobody donating, so I'm gonna go ahead and take another break. And I'm going to take a break until more people get in the queue and we get these donations up. And if you don't like it, take your monkey ass on. Get these donations popping. Let's get these donations popping. Or after we deal with these cats in the queue, we go ahead and shut it down. Because you see this here? This is the outline for this broadcast tonight. I've been doing it off the dome. But the real important stuff that I need to cover tonight is on this outline. See, I don't play, nigga. I'm a professional. Just because I use profane language don't mean I ain't a professional. You understand me? So all you little young niggas out here who think you act like a bitch, and I got to talk to you like you a renegade bitch that you are with your loser ass, your no pussy getting ass, get the fuck out of my chat room, nigga. If we don't get more donations popping after I deal with the cats in the queue, we're done for the night. I ain't even done half the show yet. Now, those of you who are in the queue, stick to the topic. Don't be talking about stuff that ain't got nothing to do with the topic. You on the mic with the Iceman? Who am I speaking with?
Man, this your boy Carter, man.
What up? What's on your mind?
Man, so I got this cougar bitch I go to work with. You know, we make eye contact every day, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with all that. I'm just kind of scared to talk to her, you feel me?
Why is that, brother?
I don't know. It's just the look she be giving me. I don't know if she fuck with me or not.
Is she giving you a look? Is she giving you a look like she interested, or is she giving you? Or she got a nasty look on her face.
Shit, I can't really tell. I want to say she giving me that trying to suck your dick look, but I don't really know.
Well, hey, here's what you do, player. You get at her like this.
Okay.
You put yourself in a position. You put yourself in a position where it looks like you're going to accidentally come in contact with her. You feel me? And then once y'all make eye contact, you'll be like, hey, shawty, well, how you doing? Now, you ain't going to say shawty, but you'll be like, how you doing? What's up? You know, if it's in the morning, just say good morning and wait for her to respond. If she doesn't respond the way you would like, then keep it pushing. Can you dig it?
I did.
All right,
but I really wanna have a kid though.
How old are you, player?
28.
Look at him. You're gonna have to get out there and make some mistakes with women. That's how I learned. Get out there and make mistakes. Because if you seem socially awkward, women gonna pick up on it. And you're going to have to work it until you get your confidence up. Because I don't hear no confidence in your voice. And you're going to have to, this is going to have to be something you're going to have to practice. I'm sorry, you know, probably nobody put you up on game. But you have to, what I want you to do is you need to get practice.
Do I need to look in the mirror and talk to myself?
No. You need to get out here, go to bars. You got some decent clothes, you got some slacks, you got some nice shirts.
Man, I'm broke as fuck, man. I ain't even got shit, bro.
Well, hey, man, look, bro, I ain't got time to talk to you about careers and jobs and stuff like that. Go to asktheiceman.com, get one of my
emails. Hey, you can send me 80 for an outfit?
Well, I mean, you can get, I mean, man, look, we ain't got time to talk about all that right here, brother. I mean, you sound to me like you need a session, bro. And being that you ain't got no money, you know, I'm trying to help you the best way I can. So go to my website.
I just want some hoes, man.
Then you go ahead and find you one of these $2 hoes that's on crack and go ahead and go up in her, all right? All right, we got to go, bro. You on the air with the Iceman, who am I speaking with?
It is Vivo Lottie.
What up, baby? What's up with you?
Man, you killed me with the $2 crack hole, man. But I want to mix the two things of what you said. About the renegade hoe and the niggas out here that don't know how to get between these gals' legs. Now,
right. These
gals out here today are trying to out-hoe each other. You understand what I'm saying? So in my mind, it's a whole lot easier to get at them because it's a competition between the hoes now. So
these
dudes are 30, 40 years old, not able to get no ass. I'm like, you should be able to do that by accident.
Exactly.
You make these gals now, they're following Cardi B and trying to be the next Megan Thee Stallion and the Sukiyami daughter. How do you not come across at least 15 to 20 in a week if you're out in the streets like that? Because it
cats
was like that in the 90s.
Cats are socially awkward and they ain't got no game. And the problem is there's no daddies in these houses, man. There's no men in these households. And if there are men, the father's a simp. Like my dad was a simp, okay? My dad was what you call the highest level. If simping was you know, like the top level simp, my dad was the stratosphere simp. Okay? My dad was the stratosphere in the ozone simp. He was that much of a simp.
which is why which is why I got no respect for him. You understand what I'm saying? See? All right, brother, I appreciate you calling, man. Hey, we're gonna go get
the show, man.
Hey, take care, brother. Thank you.
Oh, all right.
You're on the air with the Iceman. Who am I speaking with? You're on the air with the Iceman. Who am I speaking with?
Hello, I'm on air.
Hello. Yeah.
Hello.
Who am I speaking with?
TT.
Oh, what up? What's on your mind, player?
What's up? Man, I'm in this situation, man. I'm in the Navy, and it's all these gay guys hitting on me and shit.
Well, nigga, are you?
And
you
I'm
walking.
Thinking, I should have went to.
You walk around with your butt cheeks showing, nigga.
No, not at all, man. I'm only gay part time.
What's that? You said you gay part time? What, you Lil Nas X, nigga?
I ain't sold my soul to the devil yet, so I wouldn't say that.
On a serious note,
I'm trying to, like, I want to get married, but I don't really trust black women.
Well, then go get you a white woman then, or a Mexican woman, or Asian woman. I mean, look, man, no matter what, your kid going to be black, so it really don't matter if you get with a black woman.
But, no, if I have it with a Mexican woman, then the child will be Mexican.
No, it's no, she ain't. No, that child will not be. Let me tell you something, brother.
Wait.
You got melanin. So if you have a baby with a white woman, that baby going to look like you, not like her. Do you understand? Do you know,
yeah,
do you have an idea about genetics?
Yeah, but you know when you job application says non-Latino, so that's the whole thing about visible to Latino woman.
Nigga, what the fuck are you talking about?
A job application.
Nigga, we ain't talking about no job. Come on, man, this nigga up here bullshitting. Look, man, clowns, don't call us. Don't call my show acting a fool, man. We ain't got time for this dumb shit. Come on, man. You on with the Ice Man? Who am I speaking with? You on with the Ice Man? Who am I speaking with? Boy, some clown ass niggas calling in. Boy, I swear to God, you niggas clowns. Some of these niggas are clowns. Okay? Some of you niggas belong at the circus. I mean, look, guys, look, man. You know, the topic might not seem like it's a serious topic, but for the guys who are socially awkward and they don't know what they're doing when it comes to women, they need to hear this shit. So y'all, you are taking time away from these cats that need game while you call in here talking about you a part-time homosexual. Did y'all hear what he said? I don't know if I had the thing up loud enough. He's talking about I'm a part-time gay guy. I'm like, come on, man. You smoking that chronic, nigga. Don't call my show with that bullshit. Some dumbass niggas out here. Ladies and gentlemen, let me say something to y'all. You know why cats like George Floyd got murdered the way he did, and it ain't his fault that he got murdered. But let me set this up so it don't sound like I'm being insensitive. Okay, let me check on Facebook and see if we still online, because you know how they like to do. They like to cut my live streams. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let me holler at y'all. When you out here in these streets acting like these niggas, because let's be honest, George Floyd was out there bullshitting. He was out there in them streets bullshitting. Okay? He went to that Arab store, went to Cup Foods, and he went in there with a counterfeit 20. Now, they said he didn't know that it was counterfeit. I don't know if he did or he didn't. But it wasn't worth taking his life. Look, people,
Look, black men, let me say this to you. When you act like these dumbass niggas that called in, if they're dumb enough to call in and act like that, you know that's how they live their lives. And let me tell you something. These white supremacist police officers, they look for niggas, they look for soft targets. George Floyd should be alive right now. Okay? These white supremacists like Derek Chauvin and them other three assholes, they look for soft targets. They look for niggas that's out here in the street slipping, and they look for women and children to fuck with. Laquan McDonald got murdered. Tamir Rice was murdered, a child. Trayvon Martin was a child. Don't get caught slipping in these streets, dog. Some of y'all, you ain't made for the streets, but yet you out there in the streets and you're going to get caught slipping. You could be coming from the club at 2 o'clock in the morning, you and your boys, and these assholes pull you over. I know because I've been there. Luckily, they didn't blow our brains out. I don't know what to say to some of y'all, man. I really don't. I don't know what to say to some of y'all. Let me try to get a couple more calls in here.
Hey, yo, what's up with you? Hello?
You on the air with the Iceman. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, this young Jock right here.
All right, what's on your mind?
What's on my mind, man? I'm kind of upset right now, man. I can't believe what I did to him.
What?
Man, yo bitch was with some white chocolate nigga named Jake from State. And I'm just saying, hey, he could.
You on the air with the Iceman. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, famous name. Keep pressing.
What up? What's on your mind?
Man, how you been, man? Not much, man. You want a good subject in that, man?
All right, what's on your mind?
Very good subject. Honestly, I went out of town here a couple days ago.
Okay.
And I was out, I went to the bank or whatever.
Mm.
I went down to Florida, went down there for some business stuff or whatever. So I walked in the bank, and I was sweating walking or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of these kids came out, and they started talking to me. And they came, just wiped my head off. I said, you got to do that. She said, no, you fine. And we started talking, exchange numbers, just like that.
Mm-hmm.
A woman can smell a weak man. Let me see.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just minding my business, and we just had a good conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't on it, it was just a good conversation. Same numbers, just like that.
Word, brother, what does this have to do with the topic?
You know what I'm saying is about the topic that you were saying about a lot of guys when they talk to female, a woman can come up and she start talking.
Okay, how does she look?
And the conversation kick off and the conversation real good.
Mm.
Okay. You can go from there.
Word up. Well, I hope all you guys.
A woman, when she did that, I was like, man, why are you wiping my head off? I said, you ain't got to do that. He said, I got you.
Well, hey, you know, one thing.
But a lot of these guys out here, man.
Well, they need
a lot of these guys out here, man.
It's a lot of guys that need instruction like these women. Can you dig it? All right, man. Thanks for calling, player.
You take a
Let me get off of Blog Talk Radio real quick, y'all.